Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-host Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
And now, here's Mylon Yurkovich sitting in for Steve Arterburn. And welcome to New Life Live. Well, hi, everybody. Hi,
Hello.
Sherry. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. Dr. Sherry Keffer is with us here today. And Larry, the president of New Life Ministries for the last 10 years.
How about that?
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we came in together.
We did, and it's hard to believe. But it's a very exciting. This is New Life Live. We are the place where we combine great theology and great emotional and relational healing and teaching. And we have this radio show, we have conferences, and we have New Life TV. Mm-hmm. Give me a quick update on New Life TV. How are we doing with that?
Well, we're doing well. People are signing up. The content is incredible.
Now, I've done some shows,
yeah,
I haven't watched it. So what do I have to do to watch it?
Go to tv.newlife.com.
Okay, and then what do I do?
You sign up, and they'll ask you for a credit card number, and you can either pay $100 for the entire year, or you could pay $9.99 for a month.
And that's all it costs?
It's all it costs.
Wow.
And it is just incredible stuff. You know, today, at the end of this hour...
That's cheaper than my Starbucks bill.
No, it is. You think about
it.
It really
is.
Some folks that aren't able to go to our weekend conferences,
right.
I mean, this is a great way to get a ton of material,
you know,
for pennies a day.
For a year, it's less than what you probably pay for an hour of good counseling.
Wow. It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
But we're not trying to tell people not to go to counseling.
No. This is a supplement to that.
Okay, this is a supplement.
But,
yes.
But seriously, think about that. Yeah. You know, to invest $100 for a year of deep training daily. That's just amazing.
Okay, so what this is all about, this show, is about us taking specialized topics and going deep with them, mm-hmm. one-on-one, one-on-two interviews with Steve interviewing us, mm-hmm. and talking about. I saw your interview, Sherry, with Steve, and I was in here in the studio listening. It was just absolutely, between the two of you, it was a powerful, mm-hmm. deep moment,
yeah.
where I think a lot of people could be liberated and freed and encouraged by the incredible show
happening.
That was.
I have gotten calls from people out of the country.
Yes.
Out of the country.
Amazing.
And I've gotten calls from people in other states that said, I watched that interview and it made more sense than mm-hmm. anything that I've heard so far.
It's the most watched interview on the site.
More wow. information.
And you know, the analytics that the people doing this for us tell us is that people that go and watch the videos... 88% of those people watch the entire video.
Wow.
I mean, that's a real high retention rate.
So the difference between TV and radio is we're responding to callers on the radio, mm-hmm. and we can only talk about certain topics with snippets of information. But what TV allows us to do is to go deep and provide an educational mm-hmm. component that we
right.
can't really do here. So, Larry, any other quick thoughts about TV?
Real quickly, every day we post a new, we call it a program, 20-30 minute. Discussion. Today is going to be Henry and Steve and Jill, and they're going to talk about endings. And, you know, Henry wrote a book on that. But one of the best talks I heard Henry give some months ago was Christians don't end things well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was helping us understand how to end things well. And they're going to talk about that.
That's so great.
But it's a great thing. TV.newlife.com. Go to newlife.com and click on What's New. And there's a 3-minute video that tells you all about it and shows you some clips.
Well, we're on the air for the next 2 hours. We're taking calls, and call us at
1-800-229-3000.
And call us and be a part of the show, and we'll look forward to talking to you. This is New Life Live. Mylon Yurkovich in for Steve Arterburn with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Larry Sonnenberg, the president of New Life Ministries. We'll be right back.
Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Mylon Yurkovich and for Steve Arterburn. And we are here at New Life to take your calls. And let's go to Michelle in Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, Michelle. Listens on WEZE. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You are welcome. You know, when I have a cold, I get wheezy, you know, and so you are calling from Wheezy, but you don't sound wheezy, W-E-Z-E.
Wheezy, oh, yes, the air. Okay, yes, I see what you're saying.
You know, people,
Boston, not wheezy.
People have trouble with my humor sometimes. They go, where did that come from? And they say, I don't know.
It's okay. You know, New Englanders, it takes us a while. We've had a long winter.
Okay, well,
very cheerful right now.
Hey, there's a thawing taking place. Michelle, how are you today? What can we do for you?
Okay, so I have a question, but quick background. 15-year-old boy, I caught my son streaming porn. I didn't actually see the porn on the TV, but it was dark. He was, you know, covered with a blanket, naked. And I had walked in on him a couple times before, and he always denied it. I never really asked him if it was porn. I just said, what are you doing? And he would say, you know, I'm watching TV or I'm watching this or whatever, or playing PlayStation, in a room, not in his room, but in another room of the house that he can close the door on. And I walked in on him on the other night, Saturday night, and pretty brazen. His sister was below with another friend, and he admitted it. I said, are you watching porn? And he, in anger, said yes. So my question is, this is a kid who first time viewed it was in fifth grade by accident, supposedly. My husband did every young man's battle with him. He's been raised in a Christian home. He's not walking with God at all, though, so I can't really bring the biblical aspect into it at this point because he definitely puts up his defenses. He's at an all-boys Catholic school right now, no girlfriend, but a good kid, no drug or alcohol use as far as we know, good grades, athlete. You know, he basically is doing really well in life, and that was his thing on Sunday after this happened. He got so angry at me, especially, I think, because, you know, Mom caught him, and he said, this is my one thing. This is my one thing. Everybody's doing it. Get with the program. This is what boys do my age. However, I'm concerned. I've been online a lot. It's hardcore porn. So my question to you is it wise to share these articles with him that I'm reading that, you know, this is whole different porn than your dad's porn? Because he brings that up too. Dad did it too. You know, Dad's been very honest with him.
Okay. So, Michelle, you're asking a fabulous question. One of the things I like about your question is this applies to so many parents of teenagers today. And there's a lot of people listening to this show, and I'm really glad you are bringing this up. I'm going to share something with you that's going to sound a little counterintuitive, all right? And then we're going to dialogue a little bit more about all the questions you raised. But one of the things that I think parents need to be able to say to their sons when they catch them using pornography is, aha, I've been waiting for this day. I've expected you to somehow stumble on to pornography and sexual pleasure somewhere along the line, and now it's happened. I've been anticipating this.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
Well, can I just interject. His dad talked to him about it about three nights prior. I was gone, and I had been finding the T-shirts.
Okay,
so his dad talked to him about I hope you're not using hardcore pornography.
My point is what I'm saying is, instead of I hope you're not and you shouldn't be, it's every young man gets stuck right here or stumbles here. I was wondering when that was going to happen to you.
Right.
And what that does is it doesn't say this is normal. What it does is it says this is common for men in a broken world to struggle with their sexuality. Now we start a journey in a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now,
yeah.
I'm going to turn to Sherry here for a second. But Larry, what were you going to say?
Well, I go to the Everyman's Battle Workshop most every month and sit in and listen with our team. And there are a couple of things that come to mind. One is... we point out that there's three things that men have experienced in their lives that causes them to look for the comfort of what they find when they act out with porn. And we actually tell the guys that when you're acting out, you're really looking for a big hug. You're hugging yourself in a way that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. But those three things are impotence, they feel powerless or insignificant, or they feel incompetent. And if you can help him to identify if it's one or more of those things and work on some of that to try to give him the power, help him to feel that he's not powerless, or help him to feel that he's significant, or help him to feel that he is competent, and help him to find the competence, that may help.
Okay.
So what does alarm me is his disrespect of you that, you know, but I get why he would get mad, but I want to come back to the respect question in a moment. But Sherry, what were you going to say? Thank you, Larry. That's a great point.
You know, Michelle, his words are just sitting heavy with me. This is my one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get with the program, Mom. When I hear that, I hear a young man who is looking for comfort,
mm-hmm.
and he found it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mad at you because he doesn't want you to take it away from him.
Right.
And that comfort is actually coming from the inside of his body.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he watches porn and then acts out under that blanket, there is a dopamine surge in his brain.
Right.
And that causes him to feel a sense of,
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of things that I'm wondering about, and why a young boy his age, I get how they discover it, but why it is his only source of comfort, why he's kind of made it his idol or God, right? It is one thing. And so one of the things that I would have you take a look at, and I would have your husband and him sit down and watch something that we have on our Women in the Battle website, which is a TED Talk by a guy by the name of Gary Wilson, and it's called The Great Porn Experiment. And guess what Gary does as a man on that TED Talk? He actually goes in with men and helps them to understand what happens to the brain when they use that dopamine to self-medicate.
Yeah, I've actually seen, I haven't watched the TED Talk, but I've been online for the last 2 days looking at all the different articles about pornography on the teenage brain.
I get it. And having a man sit with a man, because in some way your son's using your husband's use as an, okay, well, Dad did it, so I can do it too. But they've not really talked about the consequences.
Well, he's using all his friends too. And he goes, one of the things about comfort which concerns me is, it could be me, but I am a very loving mom, want the hugs, but he's 15. He doesn't want them right now as much. Every now and then he'll come up to me and hug me, but it's, you know. It's,
you know what, he might want it from your husband.
And Matt, and again, he is very interactive with him.
Michelle,
he went to an all-boys school this year for the first time. It's a prep school, and I may be wrong, but he does bring a lot of the concerns about no girls being there, and he's wanting to come back. And so he even said to me yesterday, you know, this is my life right now, Mom. Like, do you realize I haven't spoken to a girl in 6 months?
I get it. So what I'm hearing is an act of rebellion against you. You're going to take these women away. Okay, in your face, I'm going to find them anyway.
Yeah.
And so sometimes what happens with us as parents is we get really frightened and scared. And we try to pull away the very things that that they're crying out for. But guess what, Michelle? They get it anyway. He's going to find it. The problem is he's using it to comfort himself. And the more we try to control and restrict, sometimes the greater and the more insidiousness it is. It just goes underground and it goes dark. I'm proud of him that he's just coming out and saying, hey, this is a problem. But you, it doesn't mean you just allow it to happen. You guys are going to have to put constraints around him. I mean, I would be taking that door off that room where he goes. I would remove the door. Now, it's just one of those things you do to make it more safe for him. Because in this process, it will create an addictive brain. He's already on the track for that. So yeah, you've got to do right. the things in your home to make it safe.
Well, and we tried to block the webs on his iPad, but he uses it for school. And we just, you know, yesterday was a nightmare at school for him.
Okay, so
we had to give it back to him.
So, Michelle, let me share a couple of things here. These are sort of the non-obvious, again, a non-obvious thought. First of all, the comfort we're talking about could be a physical hug, but it's also an emotional hug.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By that, what I mean is we go back and we look at the stress and the pressures of this 15-year-old kid. You're in an all-male Catholic school. You're an athlete. And to have a kid, boy or girl, share and list all the stressors in their life. Mm-hmm. And begin to talk about, you know, whether they like their environment and why they're where they're at. And to have them be able to listen to your son talk about the frustration that he feels, I haven't talked to a girl in 6 months. Mm-hmm. And to begin to listen to him. And you know what? The Bible says, be quick to hear, slow to anger. Mm-hmm. But that's really hard. All of us would agree that's a really hard thing to do in the face of something that feels rebellious, angry.
Yeah.
Here's what else I'm hearing. Your son's angry.
Oh, very.
And so the anger really is about him being hurt, deprived, but yet Sherry is absolutely right to say he is setting a stage that can be massively destructive for a lifetime.
That's what I'm so worried about.
Well, you should be. What you should be. So we've said a lot of stuff here today, but I'm going to send you our book, How We Love Our Kids. And in that book is the ability to create what we call the comfort circle, which is to sit and listen and conversations with your kids. Because that's going to be the way you're going to be able to manage this more than just physical constraints and boundaries. I'm going to learn to emotionally connect with my son.
And a lot of times these boys are harder to connect to. They're kind of more deep wells. They're not really talkative. They don't really bring their heart easily.
Especially if they're introverted.
Yeah.
That's really true.
He doesn't appear to be introverted, but I am finding out that he's very insecure.
Yes.
In many ways. And emotional. So he did start crying the other day, not out of remorse, but out of anger.
Right. And so that's where you want to be able to learn how to talk. And even in Boston, there's a lot of great family resources. We have therapists and at the New Life Therapists Network. I sat with a family the other day with a mom and a dad and a teenage son in my office, and for the first time, they had never before ever begun to have emotional talks. Yeah. So you may want to have somebody guide you and teach you
how to
have these emotional talks where we can really talk about what is making our teenager angry, and we can begin to resonate with them.
You mentioned in an earlier show that men isolate. They put their hands out, emotionally.
Yes.
And they walk around and they don't let anybody in.
Right.
And that's what this young man's learning to do.
Well, yeah, our society culturally trains men to, one of the things they train us to do, men, is to isolate in pain and to withdraw. And so and pornography suits itself very well to that. So, Michelle, we're going to send you How We Love Our Kids, and then again, this is one of those topics where
we should do a show
on
the
TV. Show
we need
on
to
this.
Do that, Larry. Can you talk to them? Because there are so many parents that call in, and I sit with them in my office, and we need to drill it down so that they know some helpful things and what to do, you know?
We'll do it.
Well, you know, again, many times one of the things we say in How We Love Our Kids is parents will react to the behavior. And we become reactive to the behavior. But the behavior is an immature language of something that hurts deep down inside. It's an immature language. Mm-hmm. It's a manifestation. The kids don't know how to articulate that something hurts.
Well, and parents don't know how to be uncomfortable in discussions with their kids.
And we don't know
with uncomfortable topics.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
just add that on there.
Exactly.
Right?
I've been there. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is precisely why it's hard to listen, especially if something's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And you're afraid.
And
because
we're afraid.
Then you just want to act.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want to act.
Well, certainly. I don't know about you as a listener, but this is a show where we really talk about serious stuff. And we try and do what's really probably done in no other place, where you can call and get a great blend of Bible knowledge as well as what are healthy principles for living, emotional health, relational health, and what does God really want? What's His heart for our kind of love and relationship with one another?
And I want to thank Michelle for being a brave mom that's willing to risk making a call to help her family and to help her son.
Absolutely. Way to go, Michelle. Not an easy problem.
No.
But a lot of things are not easy. This is New Life Live. We'll be right back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Hi, welcome back to New Life Live. Mylon Yurkovich and for Steve Arterburn with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, we have just...
Yeah, we have a need.
Yeah, let's talk about Club New Life. You know, we're on this show. This show is on radio stations because of... Really?
Yeah.
Club New Life members helped to support, put us on the airwaves.
In a big way.
Yeah. I mean, Tell us about that.
They're a mainstay for us.
And what's this need you're talking about?
Well, the need is there are two things that happened recently that all entail credit card security. And it caused us to have a challenge. One was the Target situation. If you remember, several months ago, Target had a problem with credit card numbers being stolen.
Yeah, I have a new credit card because of that.
There's the problem right there. Because when people got
the numbers
when people got their new credit card, they didn't call us up and say, "Hey, my card's changed." So we go to run their old card, and it gets declined. And so sometimes we reach people, and sometimes people don't return our calls, or we have trouble reaching them.
Wow, so that's a big shift
in what's
problem, the ministry that's
coming
in.
Can you quantify that for us, like how many
of
them,
or
the amount of money that
it it was hundreds of them, and it was close to $20,000 a month.
Oh.
Wow.
It was
really significant.
Big. And we're getting them back now that we're going on the air. People are calling us, but
Thank
we still
you.
Need more.
Wow.
If I would just say, if you're a Club New Life member, would you call us and just confirm your credit card number with us?
I was just thinking I could be on that list.
Yeah, we can't.
I was just thinking that.
Don't email us your credit card number. That's not secure. Yeah. That's not safe. But please call us and just let us know. Say, I want to confirm my credit card number to make sure that I'm still a member of Club New Life.
Yeah.
And if you're not a member of Club New Life, we could use new members. Club New Life is a mainstay. It's a monthly giving program. You get a CD every month. You get a book every other month. You get discounts. It's a lot of good things in it. But I don't want to take too much time. We should get back to the calls.
Well, Larry, I can't accentuate enough the importance of Club New Life members being the support team that really helps to put us out on the airwaves. Most people don't get that even though there's commercials on our shows, that the commercials do not pay for our show being on the air.
So right. We have to pay for that.
We pay for the airtime in many, many cases.
The station gets the money for the commercials.
That's right. So if you enjoy New Life, and this is a unique show, then you really need to help us stay on the air. And so we're going to go to some calls right now, and let's talk to Faye in Anchorage, Alaska. Hi, Faye.
Hi, Faye. Yeah, hi. I'm sorry.
No, okay.
You're Faye.
You're Faye. I'm Mylan. Yeah. You're Faye. Okay, so let's try this again.
I'm going by a different name.
Let's try this. Okay, hi, Faye. Different named Faye. Hi, Faye.
Hi, you guys. Yes, I'm calling. I called like 6 years ago. I had a sadistic stalking in Southern California in Yucaipa, and I had a very sadistic childhood. Me and my twin were locked in our room for many years. Yeah. Well, I have a question for Sherry and Steve. I read the Bible constantly. I'm going to a counselor, but I'm noticing I'm still, especially when it's dark up here and no sunshine, I'm getting triggers like waves in my body when I try to volunteer or try to help somebody. Like when I went to the grocery store, it just overwhelmed me, and I kept myself together, and I said, "Dear God, help me, please help me." It doesn't feel right. It feels like my body's being attacked, like I'm being raped all over again. And I've experienced tremendous fear. And I'm reading the Bible, I think, maybe a little too obsessively, believing that there's going to be a miracle just to happen around the corner. And I'm tithing, and I'm reading your book, Steve, Set Free by Jan Coates, and you, and one thing I saw in the book was he gives child abuse survivors powers to sustain their healing journey through forgiveness, honesty, and courage. We also believe the experience of salvation alone, the reception of Christ into one's heart and life, does not bring such healing.
Okay, so let's answer that. Sherry, yeah. Do you have some thoughts? And what? And here, let me restate your question, Faye. If we've been traumatized and severely traumatized and hurt and abused, just receiving Christ doesn't erase our C drive. You know, it doesn't erase our memories. It doesn't turn off the neural pathways that have been traumatized and frightened and scared. And our brain is literally shaped by all of that. And coming to Christ doesn't necessarily reshape the brain right away. How is it that people are sanctified? How is it that we emerge out of a place where maybe we're less triggered by the various things that she said? Sherry, what do you think on that?
Well, the interesting thing is I think that trauma triggers can be healed in different ways. I get trauma, and I lived it myself, and I do it primarily in my practice. And, you know, trauma is kind of a deal of its own. When you haven't gotten change and benefit through the scriptures that you know and believe, and you've sat with and done talk therapy and haven't had any change, trauma is stored in the body differently. And I know we're coming up to a break here, but I just want to leave you with some food for thought, and then we'll come back. Trauma is stored in our body. It's thoughtfully and emotionally stored. And I talk about it being stored in our hidden heart. And so
it's in my heart. Yeah. It's,
I get it. And the body remembers. It remembers the pain. And some of what you're manifesting in your body is the trauma trying to come out and be healed. So we'll talk about some practical steps for doing that when we get back.
And we will be right back.
Two years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
You can reach Guild Travel at 1-800-223-3855, extension 240 or 260.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. Mylon Yurkovich in for Steve Arterburn with Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer and Larry Sonnenberg. We are talking to Faye in Anchorage, Alaska. And Faye's asking, if you just tuned in, she's asking a really challenging question. If we have been traumatized as a child, our brain has been traumatized, Sherry.
Yeah.
And she's asking
our body.
Our brain and our body. And
it
she's
holds
asking
those memories.
How do we become more released from being triggered by these traumas from childhood? So yeah, you were saying.
Yeah. I mean, when your body manifests like that, it's it's like an earthquake. It's like your body's telling you that there's some things that are going on the inside in your hidden heart. And when trauma happens, we wire it in thoughtfully and emotionally, and it's stored in our body. And so beliefs like this, thinking about you and your sister being forced to be in seclusion, you know, there might be beliefs like I'm in danger, I am not in control, I can't trust anyone, or I'm weak, I'm helpless and powerless. Those might be some of the beliefs that get wired in. And then
I feel numb in my heart, like when I get this trauma, like, like I'm not loving other people. I want to get your book, How We Love, but like it changed a bright, energetic girl into somebody that I'm secluding myself up here in the dark.
I get it. Well, and that's probably like where you were as a little girl. And so somebody that is trained in trauma and is a specialist in trauma can help you work through some of those things. I want to give you a website. It's a national website. I know you're in Alaska, and I would definitely look for someone in your area. But the website is called EMDRIA.
Well, I am going to be doing some EMDR work with my counselor.
Well, I am so happy to hear that. I think you're in good hands, because that's what I do with my clients. And what that does is it helps to release that trauma thoughtfully and emotionally and from your body. It helps to discharge it in a very special way. It's called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. So I think you're in good hands. Mylan wanted to talk about one more thing for you, Faye, because okay. I'm so glad to hear that. You're already a step ahead of us. I'd love to see how God has already invited you into a very specific healing.
I just love God so much.
I do, too.
I do. On him. And I want to love again. I was married, and he was a Christian, and he was part of what happened to me, and I want to love again.
I get it. And so like, Mylan has something he wants to share with you in light of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, you know, Faye, we cannot... What God calls us to in the Scriptures is he calls us to community. And so
I've been getting out in the community, and it still is happening.
I know. But all I want to say is that it is not just the reading of the Scriptures. The Bible says in Matthew clearly that it is in the doing of the Scriptures that we are healed. And it is in this thing called community that we gradually heal over time. And community can be a therapist who's a Christian therapist. Community can be your church, support groups, etc. And so when we ask, well, if I read the Scriptures, why doesn't this problem go away? I want to just declare or make clear that the Scriptures indicate that the issues of healing occur with time and in community and in relationship with people that can help give me a place where, as Sherry said, I can begin to bring these places, these hidden places in my heart into relationship, and I can find healing with some of the ways that that has been, like EMDR. Now, the other thing is, what you're also telling me is you're highly anxious, and you're also developing agoraphobia. I don't want to go out into the marketplace. I'm retreating and I'm shrinking into a place of hiding and refuge, and which is the exact opposite of what you want to be doing. And a good counselor can.
I want to move to the light.
I know you do. I love your heart, Faye. I just love it. But you're going to have to talk and be honest with your counselor about your restrictive mode that you're in, where you're constricting. We get calls here on the radio a lot of people who, I can remember a call of a lady who said, you know, I used to be comfortable in my neighborhood. Then I all of a sudden couldn't leave my
house,
my front gate. I couldn't go past the gate. And then I had to stay in the house. And the day she called us, she says, I'm in my bedroom. Really? And I can't leave my bedroom. And people bring me things. So I want to say, you want to jump all over this anxiety piece and get help in the agoraphobia. You're going to need some friends and friendship along with that.
I'm discerning about friends lately because I've had a couple Christian friends. And they go, oh, you're letting Satan attack you. I thought that was very negative. That didn't sound right to me.
Okay,
I'm not allowing Satan to attack me.
The reality, Faye, the reality is that people attacked you when you were a little tiny child.
That's true. People attacked you.
People that were supposed to be taking care of you. And so your motto as a child was fright without solutions.
Yes.
And what do we do with that? And there are a lot
Very
of people... There are a lot of people that want to be simplistic about things like this and just say
spiritualize
everything. And we are a show that represents a well-rounded position than that and a more balanced position than that. Larry, do you have a thought? Did you want to share?
No, you just said exactly what I was thinking, Mylan. It's more like Steve talks about at the workshops. When you leave here, people are going to, or Satan's going to come after you. And usually it's in the form of people. And you just say to them, I didn't know that you were going to be one of Satan's demons that were going to attack me.
One of his helpers.
So here's the book I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you Safe People that John and Henry wrote, or actually John wrote it. And it's a great book on how we select. And those of us that have been traumatized, sometimes our pickers are broken. You know, we don't necessarily have the discernment, but your antenna is up really well when you say these people, it doesn't sound right. I would agree.
Like she had to trust her own judgment, and I'm going, good for you.
That's absolutely right. She made a good judgment. Yep. Now, I know there are safe people in Anchorage, and she just simply has to find them, okay? And they will be the anchor to her soul.
Well, I'd love hearing.
Because it's Anchorage.
There you go. I got it.
Yeah, thank you.
I just love hearing how the Lord pursues us. I mean,
God
is reckless, abandoned lover, and he is going in to pursue her and get her to help. So thank you, Lord, for doing that ahead of her call here. So
let's talk to Beth in Indianapolis. Hi, Beth. How are you?
I am good. I want to give you a little bit of info because the question I was going to ask you may not be the question I should be asking you. I've been married for 38 years. This past November, I discovered that my husband was having an affair, and upon doing some digging, he finally admitted that there have been multiple physical and emotional affairs pretty much throughout our marriage. He and I currently see a husband and wife. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. I panicked. I thought I lost you. He and I currently see a husband and wife mentor team weekly. He attends two SA support groups a week, and we just started seeing a couples counselor. I know Larry especially thinks that individual couples should be done with one therapist, and that makes sense to me. We're just having trouble finding one, so there's that. In saying all that, I believe he may be doing all this therapy simply because those are my boundaries that I've set in order for him to continue to live in our home. I believe he still to some degree blames me and his circumstances for what he did. Still says he doesn't know for sure if he would have had the affairs had our marriage been better. I think he feels badly. I know he feels badly about the hurt and pain that this has caused our family, but not necessarily badly about his behavior. All the women were married and, as he puts it, were consenting, so he doesn't see that the actual affairs in and of themselves were wrong. I attended Women in the Battle in Columbus a couple weeks ago. It was wonderful. Thank you, Sherry, very much.
You are so welcome, Beth.
I learned a lot and left us some really good tools to work with.
Good.
And I still email and talk to my group from there.
Perfect. Okay, so now, Beth, what is your question? You gave us a lot of good information.
Okay, my question is, we've decided we really probably need to separate because I think it's doing more harm than good. I'm getting triggered, angry, and all that kind of stuff. So, and I'm wondering if there is a good way to separate. Are there some guidelines to follow, some boundaries to set? Because we do ultimately want to reconcile. So I'd like to get the most out of this, you know, that we can. Is that a goofy question?
Well, you're saying you want to separate because you're being triggered.
Yes. I'm still really angry, so it doesn't take a whole lot to trigger me. I get angry. He's conflict avoidant, so that's very difficult for him. So it just seems like it feels like we're just kind of under each other's feet, and I thought we maybe needed some space for me to try to do my healing and for him to do his.
So let me ask you a quick question. Okay. Are you able to confine space in your own home? Have you separated bedrooms?
We haven't.
Okay, why don't you try that first? And you know what? You stay in the queen room. You stay in the master bedroom because he needs to find someplace else in the home to go right now. I want you to stay in your safe place.
So Sherry, I'm going to ask you, how would this man earn his wife's trust again when we come back from the break?
You got it.
Beth, hang on. We're going to come back to you, and we will pick up this call and have other comments. This is New Life Live. Thanks for listening. Join us.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. Mylon Yurkovich in for Steve Arterburn. He is the best host in radio, I think, and I love to listen to him. He's just so great. Hi, Sherry.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Yeah, a little bit of
Larry.
A cliffhanger there.
Yeah,
with
we got
Beth.
A cliffhanger.
I'm telling you, Beth.
We are talking to Beth, and we're going to go right back to her.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a cliffhanger, so let me just finish my sentence with you. So finding a safe place is important. Now, you may end up separating from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to take away that choice from you, right? Mm-hmm. We spent the weekend drilling down and helping you find your boundaries and your choice, and I feel like you're doing that. Mm-hmm. But what I'm hearing is he doesn't realize yet the extent of what he's done to you.
I don't think so, no.
He's not been to EMB yet. Is he going?
He is scheduled to go this weekend. Praise God.
Absolutely. So exciting. Okay, very good, because hopefully he will hear about what he's been doing there and get some confrontation with that from other guys without judgment in a loving way that can say, hey, this is a big problem. But I'm not hearing that remorse. I'm not hearing him owning it. I actually hear he's putting it on you.
Exactly.
And those are all normal things that somebody who has struggled with affairs and addictions mm-hmm. does.
Mm-hmm.
You stay strong. You find your safe place. And you work your program.
Okay.
And stay connected to your girls. Mm-hmm. But what you're looking for is change behavior. I don't want you to believe his words right now. I want you to watch his behavior. And he is showing up
yes.
to do some things. But what I'm not hearing is he's not owning his part.
Right.
He's trying to put it on you. And that
right.
is not okay.
Right.
You don't have to take that in. You let
right.
that just bounce off of you until he starts absorbing his part in, which is, this isn't your fault. It's his problem.
I know that.
Okay, good.
So maybe just start with the bedroom and then...
Well, today, yes, start with the bedroom. And you may also, you have the choice of whether you want to stay with him or not in the same home or stay in the same marriage. That is your decision. So, Mylon, you asked a question over the break that I'd like for you to ask her.
Well, I shall. Now, Larry, though, EMB, Every Man's Battle, is going to be in Indianapolis.
Right there.
Tomorrow starts
right there.
Friday.
Yep.
And
it's so good that he's going.
And
it
it's
is.
Not too late to sign up. If any wives are
not
listening, we have people all the time show up the day of or
yeah,
the night
absolutely.
Before.
So give me one quick thought about EMB. What does it do? Who's going? Before I come back to Beth, I'll let her listen. Just what can she expect when her husband comes home from EMB?
Well, he will make a full disclosure at some point. We'll try to guide them through that process. Some guys don't take guidance well, but full disclosure is part of it, but he should come back a different man. He should come back knowing that he's been loved and accepted. He's reconnected with God, and he senses that there was a reason that acting out was a symptom. It wasn't something that he did to her.
Okay, so when
I really hope so. I just want to say this real quickly because I just don't know that he really has turned his life over to the Lord, and I just don't see how this works otherwise.
We've baptized guys at EMB once
well,
in a while.
He's yeah. been baptized, but yeah. I asked him a couple nights ago if he had asked God to forgive him, and he said no, and I don't understand what that means.
So, Beth, what he's doing is he's going to be doing a 4-day immersion in mm-hmm. with
right.
a group of guys, and it will be a 3-day immersion, and will be interesting to hear what his response is when he comes back. And I would really be interested in hearing his response. And as Larry said, there it runs the gamut. But mm-hmm. the majority of guys come back, their life is deeply impacted.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you a question, because mm-hmm. I don't understand something.
What?
You're so cute,
Beth. I don't know what.
I don't understand why you want this relationship to work and for the marriage to work, if he has betrayed you and hurt you so many times, why do you want to still be with him?
Because he's my husband, I guess.
I know.
Our girls are devastated.
Okay, so this is what I want you to think about. I'm doing it for the girls. And at some level, I can highly respect that you love him. But I really want you to be thinking, because it sounds to me as though you feel compelled to stay with him.
Probably somewhat.
Yes.
I do love him, though.
I know. And listen.
Do you think that because he's maybe not going to change? Is that
what I'm saying is he has made no progress to show that he has, and still at this point, he is not contrite. He hasn't shown repentance. He hasn't shown humility. He's still putting it off on you. And your suspicion is he's only doing these steps because they're my boundaries that I put up.
Right.
Whose idea was it for him to go to Every Man's Battle? Did he choose to do that, or did you have to?
I pushed it. I mean, he was fine. I shouldn't say pushed it. I brought it up because I've been listening to the program for quite a while now. I mean, he was fine with going.
And not that it matters, because we get guys there that go because it's that, or they're out on the street and they go and their life changes.
Right. I just asked him this weekend, like in thinking about the separation, what things he had given up. You know, what did he think he had given up? Because of some other boundaries, and he said his privacy, because I check his phone and emails now, and
as it should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, but it was things like that.
So Beth, listen, I our time is running short, okay. And I just need to say, I want you to think about this, because sometimes your lament is about an unrepentant person, and what does God do with unrepentant people? He loves them, but he also lets them walk away. Mm-hmm. He still loves them. And that's what the cross is all about. He's on the other side of this gulf, and he says, my arms are open wide, but there's criteria of embracing the cross in order to have a relationship with me. But until you're willing to create the gulf and say, we are separated, we are at odds with one another, and enforce it, he'll never feel an impact from you.
Right, right. And that's the other reason I'm thinking about the separation.
Yeah, and don't let us change that. If you feel like right now today you would be safer and your girls would be safer in your own place, then walk ye in it.
I mean, it feels like almost a last ditch effort. I feel like that, if that doesn't work, then
You've got one night and he'll be at Every Man's Battle for a weekend.
And so I think this is really wise what Larry is saying. Just push a pause button to everything we're saying here.
Okay.
Except for maybe the bedroom thing.
Okay.
Push a pause button and then see what happens when he comes home.
Okay.
But then I want you to be doing some serious thought. Why do I feel like I have to hold on to a person that has betrayed me over and over and over again?
And remember the cross exercise that you did on Saturday night.
Yes.
He's going to do something similar, and we'll pray that that has a real impact on him.
I would really appreciate it.
And this is the one clear biblical exception to the divorce clause in the Bible, where God says if there is immorality, you do have the right to separate, because the marriage vow and the most sacred of all human institutions is marriage. When a person violates that, you do have a right to leave them. And so I really want you to think about that piece. Beth, we're going to send you a book. I'm going to send you How We Love. I hope that helps you look at him and perhaps some of the idealism that he is looking to be fulfilled in other relationships, and his failure to embrace and look at reality, which is where we must all live. For a lot of people who have affairs, they are simply running away from reality, and they're trying to run toward idealism, and maybe that book will help. Well, listen, we only have 45 seconds left.
Well,
Larry,
I can do a 30-second pitch.
Please do. Ready, go.
We're going to the Holy Land, June 2nd to June 12th.
Holy cow.
It's going to be something special. Sherry's going to go. Steve's going to go. Dave's going to go. But it is, I want to, if you're interested in going and you email me at larrys@newlife.com, I'll send you a bunch of information on the itinerary with scriptural references to what we're going to see and what happened there.
It's such a full trip.
So
I got it. And
it's amazing.
I was so excited.
Well, we are glad you were with us today. Look forward to having you be with us tomorrow. This is New Life Live. Join us tomorrow for a great show.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you.
But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.